أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الكتاب الحميد والفرقان المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. Respected ulama, elders, brothers and dear friends, indeed, from amongst all creation, Allah has chosen man to be the best of creation. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen man to be the best creation, Allah wants the best for man. And what is that Allah wants man to achieve it is eternal success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran makes mention, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whomsoever is safeguarded from the fires of hell and granted entry into paradise, he is the one that is successful. And this should be mine and your goal. Not temporary success, we're speaking of eternal success. Hence, when we're looking at this eternal success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that man has to go through certain tests and tribulations. And if one succeeds, then there will be eternal success. If it is failure, then eternal disaster. Now what are these? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid rules and regulations. Remember that me and you have gone through two phases already. And we are not going to be answerable or questioned for these two phases. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he commanded the angels to come to this dunya, to collect every different type of soil, earth and water, and Allah then fashioned Adam alayhi salam with his own hands, and when Allah blew life into Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, from the loins and back of Adam alayhi salam, Allah created every single soul. The souls that have left and departed from this world to Alam-e-Barzakh, the souls that are present, the souls to come, every single soul was created from the loins of Adam alayhi salam. Allah addressed every single soul, including mine and yours. Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Lord? And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Quran makes mention, every single soul replied, qalu bala, most certainly you are our Lord. We were in that realm, which was known as Alam-e-Dhar or Alam-e-Arwah. From there we were transferred to a second phase, which is Alam-e-Batan, that is the womb of our mothers. Remember, once the soul was created, the soul now never dies. It is just transferred. From there into the womb of the mother. And once we were in the womb of the mother, Allah fashioned me and you in such a beautiful way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran, ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, first, I have created you from wet earth, referring to our grandfather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Then we took the sperm, which we secured it in the most secure of places, and that is the womb of the mother. And then Allah says, after so many days, when it is in the form of a sperm, it is transformed into a drop of blood, from there into a clot form. From there the skeletal structure takes place. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now we dress the skeletal structure with flesh, and we're looking at the skin. You have a miniature human being that is known as the fetus in the womb of the mother. It is at that time in Mishkat Sharif we learn that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then sends down two angels who enter the womb of the mother and now inscribes on the forehead of the child or that fetus, فَكَتَبَ عَجَلَهُ وَعَمَلَهُ وَشَقَاوَتَهُ وَسَعَادَتَهُ وَرِزْقَهُ. How long this child will live, what its sustenance will be, the ill fate and the good and everything already written on the forehead of the child. As long as we were in the wombs of our mothers, we are not questioned or answerable. Yes, now from there we are transferred into alam-e-dunya when our mothers gave birth. And this is the most crucial stage. This is the stage where me and you are being tested. This determines our future. This determines our eternal abode. There's one of two: paradise or hellfire. There's no third option. This dunya is there, that is not here just to come and make ash and aram, just to now rest and everything goes, you know, smoothly. No. Allah says, I'm going to test you in different ways. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says, I'm going to test you through hunger, through loss of wealth, through sickness, through illness, through loss of life, through loss of your possession. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. But glad tidings are those that adhere to patience. This is just a test and trial. And from this phase now, we now will leave this alam al-dunya and go to a next stage, which is known as alam al-barzakh. And what is the gateway to alam al-barzakh? It is death. The gateway is maut. Maut does not mean you are dead, you are finished. No, the body dies, the ruh is still alive. The ruh is removed. And it is taken into another world, which is known as alam al-barzakh, the world of the grave. It is either that soul is placed where Allah's, you know, chosen souls and beloved souls have gathered. That is maqam-e-illiyin. May Allah make us amongst them and safeguard us, our souls, from being in maqam-e-sijjin. That too is not eternal. From that particular state, man cannot carry out any action from which he's going to either reap benefit or that action that will earn him the wrath of Allah. Because whatever actions that a man will reap or earn the wrath of Allah is carried out in this dunya. We start tasting it from alam-e-barzakh. And this alam-e-barzakh now also comes to an end. From there we go to the next stage, which is known as alam-e-qiyam. And how do we enter that stage? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. When the trumpet will be blown for the second time, everything will be resurrected. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Resurrection. And this is the aqidah and belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Whoever refutes resurrection, whoever doubts resurrection, is out of the fold of Islam. Many people feel it is a different realm, it's a spiritual journey, it's only the souls. No, we are going to raise the way we were in this dunya. From the coccyx, which we call the tailbone, from there we will grow, a light rain will be sent, and then now all the ruh, all the souls will be placed in the trumpet. And when Israfil alayhi salam will be now commanded to blow the trumpet for the second time, those souls will come down, find its respective bodies, enter from the nostrils, and now resurrection takes place. All of creation, not only Hazrat Insan, but all of creation will now stand in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, including the malaika. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. The angels will start descending and forming their safs. The insan, you look at the jinnat, you look at the shayateen, you take them, all will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran in different ways. يوم التغابن, يوم المحشر, يوم الحساب, يوم العدل, يوم الجزاء، يوم القيامة، يوم الساعة، يوم الزلزلة. Different names, but we want to speak how justice is going to take place on that day, يوم القيامة, the day of justice. And it will begin from the animal kingdom. In which way? Even justice amongst the animal kingdom, yes. For that animal that had horns and pierced its horns into a next animal that had no horns, on the day of Qiyamah it will be vice versa. Allah will now grant that hornless animal horns and say, now take justice. And once justice takes place, Allah now commands the animals, kunu turaba, turn to dust. When the disbelievers, those who either associated partners to Allah or did not believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will realize the severity of justice, they will cry out to Allah. Allah says in the Quran that they will say, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Oh Allah, turn us also into dust. No, you are insan. You are a human being. I gave you an intellect. I gave you the ability where you could differentiate and determine between right and wrong, halal and haram. You chose haram. You chose evil. You chose kufr. You chose shirk. There's no justice. Your justice, you have to now pay for it. Now comes few courts that are going to take place. Three courts on that day. The first court determines iman and kufr. Simple. It's our beliefs, our aqaid. When it comes to aqaid, there's no difference of opinion. Masail, you find difference of opinion. And they correct. But aqaid, there's no difference of opinion. Did you believe in the oneness of Allah? Did you believe in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did you believe in the day of judgment? Did you believe in resurrection? Did you believe in malaika? Did you believe in my scriptures? All these are aqaid, beliefs. Simple. From this court now, we transferred to the second court, which is huququllah. Did we fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya? In this also, there's a possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies will overpower His anger and His wrath. In which way? Allah, who died with iman and probably did not read salah, and Allah says, I forgive you. Nobody can hold Allah accountable and nobody can say Allah is unjust. This is the fadl of Allah. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you take the mercies of Allah, and for me and you to understand, if you have to divide it in 100 parts, the mercies that we see in this dunya, a person towards his parents, parents towards child, towards your spouse, towards family members, towards your staff, towards the poor needy, all that, including the animal kingdom, the predators towards their cubs, if you see all that mercies, it only encompasses one part of the mercy of Allah. 99 parts Allah keeps it on the day of Qiyamah. And then, but in the same token, a person did all his salah, but one of his salah, he did not fulfill certain etiquettes. And Allah says, I'm going to hold you to task. You're going to be now punished for it. Or he cannot say, oh Allah, but you, that person didn't even read salah, you had forgiven him. Me, you're holding me for one salah, and that too I read it. Maybe one particular rukn or one particular posture I didn't do correctly. Now you're going to punish me. That is the adl of Allah. There's a difference. Adl and fadl of Allah. The justice of Allah. So hence, looking at the second court, we should hope for the mercies of Allah, but not sit back and say, no, I won't read Salah and Allah's mercies will be there. What if me and you are the ones where Allah does not encompass us in His mercies? Then you do. Comes the third court, which is the most important and severe court. And we don't realize it as Muslims. Wallahi, we don't realize it. Hukukul ibad. Our duties towards fellow creation. Islam is a way of life. Islam is not salah. Islam is not only tilawat. Islam is not only azkar. Islam is not only umrah, hajj and dua. No, Islam is a way of life. Islam teaches men how to interact with society, how to interact with family, how to interact with neighbors, how to interact with businessmen, how to interact with politicians. In every sphere, Islam has guided me and you. Each one has rights, not only insan. Islam has taught me and you how to even treat animals. Do you know the severity of hukukul ibad? And we think we read our salah and that is our ticket, we jannatis. On that day when two persons will be brought forth and person A will be told that person B, probably person A knows about it or maybe he's not even aware of it, that person B slandered. He usurped your rights. He stole from you. He ridiculed you. He tarnished your name. He went around disgracing you. You did not fulfill the rights of your spouse. You weren't just to your children. Children, you were disobedient towards your parents. You were creating problems for your neighbors, harming one another. So person A will be told, person B did this to you. Now what do you want? On that day, what does man want? He wants good because he doesn't know. Maybe he's short of one neki. That neki and good of it could be his entry into Jannah. So on that day, then we not read in the 30th para where we learn, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. On that day, men will run away from their brothers, from their siblings. We will run away from parents. We will run away from our children. We will run away from our partners. Those same people that we will give our lives for in this dunya, on that day, why are we going to run away from one another? Those that we love so much in this world, those that are so dear to me and you. Because on that day, we will be like scattered moths. We will be looking for naked. And the only reason a person is coming to you, because you're so close, they're coming to ask you, can you please give me some neki? And to safeguard yourself from embarrassment, you will rather run away. How can you refuse your parent? How can you refuse your partner? How can you refuse your child? How can you refuse your sibling? So to safeguard yourself from embarrassment, when you see them coming, because you want to hold on to every neki you got. So when person A will be told how much person B has harmed person A, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the malaika, ya malaikati, ask person A, today is the day of justice, what does he want from person B? The person A will say, oh Allah, I want his good deeds. That is why our akabir make mention, so sad, you will find people making so much tilawat. You will find people getting up for tahajjud. You will get people that will go for umrah and hajj every year. But is that all neki going to be now placed onto somebody else's shoulders? How important it is to interact. We don't realize that. It's not just fulfilling the rights of Allah and being destructive and harmful to fellow creation. That is very severe. We can cry crocodile tears and say, oh Allah, I had harmed that person, please forgive me. Allah is not going to forgive me. I have to ask that person for my. That is the easy way. I'll harm someone, give some, you know, start crying, making dua, Allah forgive me. No, Allah says you harmed him, you have to ask him for forgiveness. Similar incident. Person B will say, person A will be told, person B harmed you in so way. What do you want? Same thing, I want his good. The angels will say, ya Allah, but person B got no good. So Allah will say to person A, you want good deeds, day of justice. You want his good, he's got no good in him. Now what? He will say, oh Allah, take my evil and place it onto me. This is the day of justice. Today you see selfishness. We speak of ikram, there's no ikram. We speak of love, there's no love. We speak of unity, there's no unity. We propagate brotherhood, there's no brotherhood. It's just jealousy, animosity. We become competitive. Today we're using platforms to run one another down, quoting Quran and Hadith. Are we the custodians of this deen that we feel deen belongs to me? I can start judging. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is breathing his last. He tells his son, take my head and get it off your lap, put it on the ground. Reluctantly he puts it and he rubs his face onto the ground and he says, Waylul laka ya Umar, oh woe unto you, O Umar. He's addressing himself, illam yaghfir laka rabbuk, oh Umar, if Allah does not forgive you today, you are doomed. Amirul Mu'mineen, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there had to be a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. Today me and you are certified Jannatis. We think deen belongs to me. We judging people. We using platforms to run one another down. Since when we are the custodians? We don't know ourselves whether we're going to leave this dunya with iman. Now comes entry into Jannah. Three types of people. One that will be granted entry into Jannah without reckoning. Allah make us amongst them, inshallah. The second one, those that are going to enter into hellfire directly. The mushrikeen, the kafirin, mulhideen, majusin, all these people. And then you get the third group who had iman, but there was the good did not give them that amount of credit for them to enter into Jannah, and no one to intercede on behalf of them. They had to first go into the fires to now pay for their evil deeds, and once they have been purified, now they place into Jannah. When every Jannati is in Jannah, and whoever belongs in Jahannam are in Jahannam, there's one more court. But this is not on the day of Qiyamah. This is once now the Jannati has entered Jannah and the one that belongs into hellfire has entered into hellfire. The throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the inmates of paradise. Ya ahlal jannati halummu. O people of paradise, come and gather. And then the inmates of hellfire, ya ahlan nari halummu, O people of hellfire, come and gather. And as this court is taking place, and every jannati and jahannami is present, thumma yu'mar fayu'ta bil maut, Allah commands the angels, bring death. What? Will we be able to see death? Yes. Hadith states, fi surati kabshin akran, that death will be brought in a form of a ram with horns. And Allah will then command the angel, ثُمَّ يُؤْمَرْ فَيُذْبَحْ. Now slaughter death. And once death is slaughtered, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself will say, La mawta ba'da al-yawm. There is no death after this. And after now death has been slaughtered, Allah addresses the inmates of Jannah, and we make dua, Allah make us amongst them. لَقَدْ رَدِيتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I am pleased with you, never ever to be displeased with. And the inmates of hellfire, لَقَدْ سَخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَرْضَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I am displeased with you, never ever. Allah protect us. What is the wisdom of this court? Quickly I conclude. Two reasons. Now the jannati that is now enjoyed, you know, a little time, just till before the court, whilst enjoying the fineries of Jannah, he's going to think, hey, I'm enjoying, what if maut comes and cuts short this pleasures and this, you know, fun I'm having? So Allah makes it clear, no, there's no maut after this, la mauta ba'da al-yawm. As far as the Jahannam is concerned, when he's going through that torment and that punishment, he's going to wish for death. Hey, I can't wait for death. Allah says, you can wait how much you want. La mauta ba'da al-yawm. There's no death after this. The announcement, لَقَدْ رَضِيتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I am pleased with you, never ever to be displeased with. Now a jannati will think that whilst I'm now enjoying the fineries of Jannah, maybe Allah overlooked one of my wrong, you know, that I carried out in the dunya. What if Allah recalls me, remarks my papers, and now he's going to hold me accountable? Allah says, don't worry. Now that you're in Jannah, I'm never displeased. I'm pleased with you forever, ever, and ever. As far as the inmate of hellfire is concerned, while going through that punishment, a thought will come to mind that, you know what, yes, kufr, shirk, whatever it is, but I did some good. I helped the poor. I was very good with the, you know, orphans or the widows or whatever it is. Maybe Allah might just shower mercy. Allah says, لَقَدْ سَخَطْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. No, don't even think about it. You, I'm displeased with you, never ever to be pleased with. So this is the day that me and you have to prepare. How long we got, we don't know. We're not even sure whether we're going to see tomorrow. But right now we make tawbah and ask Allah to forgive us for our past, our present and future. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq, that may we lead it, Ya Allah, in your obedience and to gain your pleasure. Take us away with iman. O Allah, let the quburs of ours be rawdatun min riyadil jannah. O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, raise us amongst your mahbubin and maqbuleen. O Allah, without any hisab, without any adab, O Allah, grant us all entry into Jannah, together with our progeny to come ila yawmil Qiyamah. Not only Jannah, O Allah, grant us the highest of stages in Jannah, and that is Jannat al-Firdaus. Let us all be neighbors of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.